Hi, guys. My name is Marsh Naidu, and today I am sitting with Lindsay Innes of The Mustard Seed, a boutique here in Dyersburg, Tennessee. Welcome to the podcast, Lindsay.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Lindsay, tell us about The Mustard Seed and the idea behind the concept.
Well, The Mustard Seed kind of started in my living room one night at the peak of Facebook coming to where it was available to everyone and not just college students. And I've always loved fashion and clothes, and so I kind of just started it more as a way to give back to the community. I still worked in therapy full-time, and at that point had no vision of not doing that, so I thought I could do this and a way to give back and sponsor teams and all of that and be able to shop all I want to. So it just kind of started from there. I got a business license and bought my first runs of clothing and opened a Facebook page, and the rest, it just took off from there.
Honestly, you do so much in the community as well as for the community. Small businesses are the heart of our community. Can you tell us, in your opinion, what your idea behind small businesses being the heart of the community is?
Yeah, I really think that it is small town, and businesses of every kind, whether it's groceries or gas or clothing or pets or whatever, you know, the more you can do a small business, the more it will help your community, because those are the people that are investing back into your kids and your, you know, I hire a lot of youth, and I try to invest in them opportunities and vision to be more and do more and be your own boss. And I feel like that's such a great thing about Dyersburg and where we live, is that we have a plethora of amazing small businesses that you could just about do everything you want to do here in town, and it be through local people, through real people.
Lindsay, there might be some guys that are not from Dyersburg listening to our podcast today. So just give them a rundown of what The Mustard Seed is and what services you guys offer.
It is more apparel and gift. We do everything from women's clothing to men's clothing, women's and men's gift. We have some home items, some decor stuff, a lot of jewelry and accessories. It has grown tremendously. We started off with just some clothes and purses and shoes, and then in, I think it was 2015, I opened a whole men's store. And so we do carry a full line of men's clothing and men's gift and all of that as well. We do have the storefront here in town, but we also do Facebook and Instagram, and you can purchase on there. We ship out every single day, Monday through Friday, items all over the United States.
Lindsay, for those listeners out there that might not be from town, how can they check out some of the items that you have for purchase?
Okay. So our website is themustardseedtn, like the state of Tennessee, at gmail.com is the email, and it's that on Instagram, it's that on Facebook, or you can just Google The Mustard Seed Dyersburg, and pretty much from Google, you're going to see our Google ad, and everything's going to pop up there with links to be able to connect to us on all platforms of social media.
So I'm really curious, how did the Mustard Seed, how did that name come up?
I have always loved that Bible verse. So it's Matthew 17:20, and it's faith of a mustard seed. You can tell the mountain move and it'll move from here to there. And so I just kind of thought, we started it on a very, very little thing and a lot of faith. And so, and it's
grown
there. Yeah, it has kind of just blossomed from there. And just like that faith of a mustard seed being so small, I never dreamed that 8 years later I'd be sitting here doing this and having this amazing business with staff. And I think we have about 10 staff right now between full and part-time. And it's just such a blessing every day to walk in there. I don't think there's a day that I don't walk in that door, and it almost takes my breath a little bit just that it came true, you know, that dream is there. And it's just such a blessing, the people that come through there every day.
The one thing I admire about you, Lindsay, obviously, besides the fact that you're a successful businesswoman, is the way that you mentor the young people in our community. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, I have always liked to have students, young girls from both our city and our county high school. I really like to try to get them when they're like 15 or 16, when they're super young, and kind of work with them all the way through their senior year. Some of them have started their own businesses. A lot of them have, and I'm sure you'll hear from Whitley on another podcast here, but she was one of my seed girls, and you can see so much in these youth, and I think a lot of times if you just invest in them and tell them that they're worthy of that and give them confidence that they can do anything they want to do, and a lot of times they come in and they don't know what they want to do. And so I think just to show that right now, there's one that I'm trying so hard to get her to go for her goal because I know she'd be amazing at it. And I think it's just a matter of time and building her up to see that she can do it.
You and I met at the American Businesswomen Association, the Southern Accent Chapter, which is a group of businesswomen here in town that get together once a month on the second Tuesday at the farms. You are our past president.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that group.
Yes. And so ABWA is a national organization. It's got chapters all over the United States. So no matter where you are, hopefully you can reach out and find one of those chapters close to you. But it's a group of women. We meet for 1 hour a month. And we network, we build each other up, we support each other's businesses, and we just try to grow professionally and personally and in our faith every month for that hour by supporting each other.
I want to touch on 2020 and the impact that this year has had on your business. Can you delve a little bit into that, ma'am?
Ooh, I sure can. It has been a doozy of a year, which I'm sure all of you guys have felt that impact in different ways. And as we're currently waiting on electoral announcements and all of that, you know, there is still so much uncertainty as far as small business goes. Of course, we were shut down for 5 weeks out of the year. So that definitely, there's no way for that not to have an effect on your numbers. But through everything, we were still so supported, whether it was just people sharing social media posts or trying to support you buying gift cards for the future. We did do curbside. People were great with that. But, you know, it's something that was out of our control, but it's definitely not something that we can't overcome. And I think you just have to keep pushing through. You have to be more creative. And, you know, even though COVID and 2020 has been crazy, you have to adapt every year with something. When I first started, there wasn't many games in town, you know, and there weren't a lot on social media, where now we have a lot more competition. There are a lot of people that don't have the overhead we have and sell out of their homes and different things like that. So there is a lot more challenges that you have to adapt to every year. You have to be more creative. You have to see what items are going to be the best, you know, and so I think it's just challenged you a little bit more, but I'm never one to back down from a challenge, so we'll come out stronger and better.
Lindsay, what do you have planned for the fourth quarter? What do you have coming up in terms of the lead up to Christmas?
Yeah, it's not just me, but a lot of other retailers, and not in town, but all over, and in apparel industries in general, really feel that the fourth quarter is going to be great. Everything as far as the buyers and all that have stocked their stores. I think that there is this small business movement that people are supporting that, and they're not going online as much. They are trying to buy from mom and pop, and they're buying gift cards and restaurants that are owned locally and things like that. So as far as us at the Mustard Seed, this weekend we kick off with our holiday open house, and that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It will look a little bit different than years past. We normally have snacks and dips and punch and all things festive. And due to 2020, we have prepackaged cookies and little bottles of water. And so it's going to be different, but I don't think it will be any less full of the Christmas spirit and full of community and love and support. And we're really excited about it. We have extended hours from now through Christmas. So we're open 7 days a week, just to help support the people that work hours and can't get in there during the week. We wrap for free. We will have still a Black Friday sale. I don't think it will be the same as years past because there's restrictions and we'll all have masks on. But We'll have that. Small Business Saturday is coming up for November. That is the Saturday after Black Friday, so the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And that is one day set aside that everyone shops small business, and it's so supportive. We do it every year, and it's great. We have giveaways. And then, of course, after that, it is just showtime, ready to buckle down and get those Christmas lists marked off. And our little elves are ready and wrapping like crazy. So come see us.
Lindsay, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us today and telling us about the mustard seed. Is there any takeaway or anything that you would like the listeners to know before the podcast ends? And yes, also those social handles again, so that listeners that want to check out the apparel you have at the store can look you guys up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, mostly just for listeners is, even though you may not be in Dyersburg, there is someone like me in your town, and there is someone that supports their family on this business and supports the community and supports their staff, and they're real people. You know, they're not someone that's absent or that you can't see. You see their faces when you go in, and just to try to remember to support them, whether it's restaurants or stores like me or local hardware stores. There's everything in your town, and try to keep that in mind when you're shopping this holiday season, to keep those dollars in your town and for the taxes in your town and those people. Again, just thank you so much, Marsh, for having me. I really appreciate it. I love you and all that you stand for. And if you can find me by searching The Mustard Seed, Dyersburg, Tennessee, and it will come up all our social media. We are on Instagram and Facebook. You can email me anything you'd like to do, and I will be glad to help you in any way I can. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Lindsay, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Thank you for sharing your pearls of wisdom with us as well. And guys, go ahead and check out Lindsay's store, The Mustard Seed, here in Dyersburg. As always, I can't not end off this way, even though it's not a typical Raising Kaelin podcast. But guys, always remember to get to the top of your mountain. This is Marsh Naidoo signing off.